Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 20, Polokwane 22, Rustenburg 24 degrees. The city of Tshwane will host officials from six African cities for the three-day C40 Water Safe Cities Forum today. The forum aims to empower African cities with a better understanding of their water security needs, priorities and opportunities to address water supply challenges. Mayor Celia Brink will deliver the opening address. The Gauteng Human Settlements Department says it's not sitting idle in the face of challenges posed by so-called construction mafias. Construction projects in the province with nearly 2 billion rand are under threat. The department spokesperson Tahir Sema says construction sites in areas including Boksburg and Ekurhuleni have been affected by these mafias demanding 30% of the project's value.
It is crucial to highlight that these criminal elements disrupting projects are not merely disruptive but are often armed and dangerous. Consequently, the department relies heavily on SAPS and other law enforcement agencies to effectively address this matter. The department remains committed to ensuring the safety and success of development projects in Gauteng.
The Department of Basic Education says it's inevitable that the Basic Education Laws Amendment Bill will be adopted. The bill amends section of the South African Schools Act of 1996 to respond to administrative and governance problems in schools and to transform the education system as a whole. AfriForum held a picket at the Union Buildings in Pretoria yesterday against the Bella Bill. The department says the bill seeks to level the playing field by ensuring all learners can access any schools. In news abroad now, Israel's armed forces chief has vowed to respond to Iran's unprecedented attack against the country, even after appeals to restraint poured in from world leaders fearing wider regional conflict. During 6 months of war between Israel and Iran-backed militant group Hamas in Gaza, Iran's proxies around the region have stepped up attacks on Israel, saying that they are acting in support of Palestinians in Gaza. Here's Israel's armed forces chief, Herzi Halevi.
Iran will face the consequences for its actions. We will choose our response accordingly. The IDF remains ready to counter any threat from Iran and its terror proxies as we continue our mission to defend the State of Israel.
And we end off in the Philippines, where police have seized 1.8 tons of crystal methamphetamine, or tic, as widely known here in South Africa. Officers have described the bus as the biggest on record and the right approach to the war on drugs. Police found the illegal drugs, estimated to be worth $230 million during the search of a van. The driver has since been arrested. I'm Chanel September, net weer die hoofnuus te hier. Die Tshwane ontvang vandag amptenare van 6 Afrika stede vir 'n 3-daagse forum oor waterveiligheid.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
Get ready
on Jacaranda FM.
We were strangers at the bar, they were playing Wonderwall. I overheard you say you hate this song. Next thing I knew, I'm walking over, came and tapped you on your shoulder, said, my dear, you're not the only one. Spent the night there at my place, that night became 100 days, and I shared all my deepest secrets with you. Soon enough, well, I found out you're something I can't live without, and every time I close my eyes, I miss you. And I know I waited all my life just to fall for someone like you. In the blink of an eye, it all fell through. I can't even lie, I'm not doing well. Waking up without you, sleeping by myself, alone in our room, all your stuff is gone. Yeah, I'm standing still here